I've had a fully synthetic element injected in my vein, and it caused me to peg my Geiger counter, as it is very radioactive. Each year, 20 million of us have our hearts or other organs imaged using technetium-99 metastable. Clever chemistry makes technetium target selected organs. Reduced as metal, with 6 sizable organic molecules tacked on, it goes to the heart and the thyroid. Oxidized to the max as protectinate ion, it goes to bones to track bone cancers. Given the cocktail, you lie under a scanner that captures the gamma rays from a set of directions, creating an image. Pretty good for an element that was missing in the periodic table until 1937. A middleweight element of atomic number 43, far from the ordinary instability of nuclei that hits around element 84, polonium. The isotope that I had has a half-life of only 6 hours, so my total radiation dose was low. The production of the medical isotope starts with radioactive fission products harvested from a few nuclear reactors. One product, molybdenum-99, is chemically separated and loaded into portable generators. It has a much longer half-life of 67 hours, producing technetium-99 as it decays. More chemistry inside the generator separates the technetium, puts it in the right chemical state, and voila, your heart or thyroid or bone is ready to reveal some of its state. I invite your comments at krwg.org/program/science-digest. Click on any post and then start the discussion.